This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, marriage is great for the men, and actually kind of is like a fountain of youth for the fellas, but not so much for the women.
How do you figure?
Okay, so I'm going to break it down for you.
Because y'all suck the life out of us.
Okay. Quite literally, we die sooner than you guys do. Okay. I'm not sure who's sucking the life out of who.
So, new research has found that finding love could be the secret of the fountain of youth for the fellas. A connection was made between marital status and successful aging. And they found that recently married men, are nearly four times more likely to achieve optimal physical, mental, and social well-being just because they are married.
I mean, what does those words even mean?
Well, that means that...
You lose all your friends, your buddies. Yeah. You no longer grabbing that burger because she's cooking quinoa.
Yeah. That's not my version of optimal.
Yeah. So, and also your mental health, you do better with that. This is a study.
I can't figure that one out.
I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, it's like, just because we say, okay, honey, doesn't mean we're in the best mental health ever.
Well, let's try to stay positive here.
Yeah, well, I do feel like a lot of times in a relationship, the woman is kind of like, hey, are you okay? Maybe you need to talk to someone. Because men will just be like, nope, suppress that feeling. Not going to deal with that.
Okay. So
I don't want to talk about this.
Here's the other breakdown that I thought was very interesting in a new study that found that women, surprisingly, get healthier and less stressed when their husband dies.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Well, how much is that life insurance policy?
While men become more stressed and less healthy when their wife passes away.
Wow.
All right. So, well, I think this isn't that hard to understand. Women are nurturing, and they are used to taking care of us when we get old. And so whenever we pass, they have this sudden relief of not having to care for someone anymore.
Yeah.
Men are used to going out and hunting and bringing home whatever they need to bring home. So when they get old, they retire, they run out of the thing that makes them function well, and they start to get antsy and irritable.
Hunting? If I die tomorrow, John's going to live off pizza. Where do you even hunt pizzas?
Well, hunting now for a lot of men is going out and working and bringing home whatever they got to bring home for the family. Now, I know a lot of women work these days, but it's still men are like, they don't know what to do if they have to nurture the whole time.
And Tori, he has to hunt on his cell phone to find a good coupon to get that buy one, get one free pizza.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
I don't look for coupons. I just buy what I need.
He's just going to go to Costco and get the one bigger than a human body and just eat that for a week.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the researchers say it's because men really lean on their wives.
Yeah, she's taking care of them. And
exactly.
When she's gone, he's got no one to take care of her. I don't know what all this running out in the jungle hunting
stuff. Well, that's my point is I just said that. The wives are nurturing. And then whenever the husband, when she goes, he's basically left with, like, no one to take care of him.
That's
what I was saying too.
Well, you got to think of the situation, like, you know,
what you said.
He's asking his wife, you know where my black socks are? No, not those black socks. The navy socks. You know where the navy socks are?
Okay, I would never do that.
It really just wears her down over time.
I could see your wife feeling that way for sure.
Oh, see, why are you so...
Because I would never say that navy crap.
It's a joke. I'm like, you all the time, does he not say... My wife, she moves stuff around. I can't find where it is. I have to ask her where it is.
Every
time. All the time.
Yeah. I don't have to ask her where the black socks are when I meant the navy socks. That's not something I would do.
But what if you meant the other black socks and not those that she found?
That's not how it works in my house. In my house, she moved the black socks to a different drawer, and I got to figure out which one.
Okay, but just a made-up story, though.
Why'd you leave them in the center of the room? You should have put them up where they were supposed to be.
They were in the same drawer they've been in for 20 years, and she decided to change the drawers because she needed a new drawer for her bras.
Okay, that's
how it works at my house. I can be eating dinner sometimes and I'll look down and the plate's gone. I'm like, where'd my plate go? Oh, are you finished with that? No, I wasn't finished with it.
And John will leave stuff out and I'll be like, hey, where does this go? And he's like, oh, I haven't figured it out yet. And I'm like, you got a week to figure it out. And then if it's not moved by then, I will find a home
God,
for it.
I don't
it.
Want to be married to any of
my wife. Don't
I have a clean house.
I don't want to be married to me.
Well, I wouldn't either. My wife, she doesn't need a reason, Tori. And she would not give me a week either. It would be like the next morning, it would be gone, and I would have no idea where it was.
We'll put a little hustle and clean it up.
Here's the thing, though.
Chain her up in the basement.
Why would I do that? She takes care of me.
Yeah, but if she were to pass away, all those plates would stack up, and you'd leave them there like you do in the office where we got like three or four bowls
Gross.
Of oatmeal that have mold in them right now.
Katie, you should have said that earlier.
It's called paper plates and paper bowls.
Yes.
I finally went to paper plates.
Well, they also believe women cope with their spouse dying better than men because the men are not as good at expressing their emotions.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Y'all just hold it all in. Until one day you just explode.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you can't do that. You gotta let it out
right now.
Then, as the female, you're going, "What's wrong with you? Why are you so angry today?"
Yeah, because you've been bottling it up for 3 months.
It's a volcano.
You should have said something. Yeah. Just talk it out.
So anyway, according to this research, if men are married, it's better for them.
Not so much for women. It sounds like.
I don't know. Based on what I've heard, I don't think it's better for anyone. Don't do it.
Yeah. I like my marriage.
She doesn't.
Oh, no.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
And there's a new trend happening right now that is probably not all that surprising to some people, but it is surprising to the presidents of four-year universities.
Mm-hmm.
More than 500 private four-year universities have closed in the last 10 years, and they are on record pace. And they say there's a couple of reasons that these universities are closing. There is a decrease in population, so that is a part of the factor.
Okay.
But the other half of that is that a lot of people are doing some very basic high school math and figuring out that they're not going to make their money back for years and years and years,
right.
And they're skipping the four-year degree.
And the degrees, just the cost of the degree is going higher and higher and higher.
Exactly. It's not paying off down the line. So they have all these colleges that are not getting enough people to pay the tuition, and they're going under. And this is getting to the point, like I know people who have kids that are certainly smart enough to go to college, but they're also smart enough to look around. And one of them basically went for a 2-year associate degree in welding. And he's making bank right now doing welding.
Yeah,
he's, I think, almost in six figures just out of his 2-year degree. Not very expensive degree.
Yeah.
So there are all these jobs out there that you can do and you don't need a 4-year degree for them and they pay well and you don't start off hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt.
And I don't see computers or AI taking over electricians or plumbers.
Or to some degree, you're right. Now, welding is something like if you look at how they build a car, that's robots doing welding.
Well, that's true.
But I think there's plenty of stuff where there's still going to need to be humans to do. Like you said, you go to someone's house, you're not likely to send a robot anytime soon to fix their breaker or something like that.
Right.
So they're dealing with this, and it's causing a lot of problems because, I mean, first of all, these schools are closing, but they're also trying to figure out how to solve this problem. Now, we had, Biden tried to forgive all this student debt.
No.
Which is, on one hand, it sounds great, but on the other hand, what do you tell the people who paid back their student debt all those years?
And I have friends that are paying back their college debt, and they're for this, and I understand that. It's debt that they have to pay, but like you said, I paid mine back.
Mm-hmm.
I chose to go to college. You chose to go to college. It's not the taxpayer's responsibility. I'd rather get free lunches for kids in all school
than pay off the tuition. If you do pay off the student debt, that doesn't just magically disappear. It comes out of our taxes. So everyone will pay to cover that. Now, I'm not going to take sides on who's right or wrong on this, but I will say that it does definitely, from someone who paid it off, it's going to look like an unfair advantage. Yeah. And to someone who's getting it paid off, they're going to be like, yay, I needed this.
Well, and I think the finances of it is hands down the biggest deal. And then especially you graduate and there's nothing set up for you once you graduate. So you, like, when I graduated, I ended up working at a restaurant because I couldn't find a job in my field right away.
Which you didn't need a degree for to begin with.
I was doing that before I even graduated
high
school. Exactly.
Now, looking at the rates here, it looks like they peaked about 2010 and have been going down ever since. And we're actually at a rate below 2007 right now. So we're below the number of people in colleges we had in 2007. So it's a pretty big deal. With all these colleges closing, it's even getting worse. And there's also people who are saying that's a good thing because colleges just teach our kids to be communist or socialist anyway. So don't even send them there to begin with.
I thought it was to become partiers, better partiers.
That's what old school people thought it was for.
Yeah.
But now they're trying to teach them a bunch of politics as well as what they need to know to do their job.
And they're teaching them to protest.
Well, either that or they're just doing it on their own. I think
protesting 101.
College has always been about protests. I mean, you go back into the 50s, they were protests, and 60s, they were protesting. I think that's a time in your life where you still think you can make a change, make a difference.
And then eventually you just give up.
Well, over time, you start to realize that it's very rare that you can do anything that's going to make a drop in this giant bucket that you're living in. So I think over time, it just gets to where you're like, all right, I'm going to make my way through this world as best I can. I'll try to do some good here and there, donate to charities, whatever. But I'm not going to go marching for anything because it just doesn't seem to make a difference. Now, sometimes if you get enough people marching about a cause, you might, but it takes a lot to do that.
What we needed back in the day is more college students supporting the schools so the finance wouldn't go up and do what I did. I was on the 5 to 6 year plan at college. I helped them out, see.
So you can imagine how much you had to pay back for 5 or 6 years.
Exactly, see.
Versus 4.
If more people would have been like me and taken longer to graduate, we wouldn't be in this problem today.
Well, Hawk often tells me that high school was the best 7 years of his life. So college was probably a good time for you, too.
Well, college was only 6. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T
customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's time to get revenge on the telemarketers with our crank call this week.
Hawk has it set up at his house. He records every call he gets, so be careful if you call him.
That's right.
But he uses it to get revenge on the telemarketers for all of us.
Now, what would it be like if a telemarketer called you and you were super sick? Would they be persistent? Would they continue on with the conversation?
Any salesperson would.
I say my money is on yes.
Yes.
What if you had like started throwing up and you were by the toilet?
Oh, no. Because
I got cups of water.
Oh, my gosh.
And I pretended like I was really sick, and this is what happened.
I can't wait to hear it.
Hello? Hello, I'm with the vehicle service department, sir. And the reason I'm calling is to give you opportunity to extend coverage on that vehicle today. I just need to ask you a few questions to see if it does qualify.
Yeah.
Okay, now, when you drive your vehicle, do you notice any check engine lights or any fluids leaking by any chance, sir?
No.
Okay, has this vehicle been altered or modified in any way?
No. Well, what state are you calling from?
This, California. But this is nationwide coverage, except it's certified nationwide. So you'd be able to take this to your local dealer if you did have a breakdown, sir.
Oh, so I thought I'd have to take it to California. I'm like, I can't drive all the way out to California? What in the world?
No, this is something you could take right there in South Carolina, right there at your friendly dealership.
So I don't have to take it to California?
This is just in case there was a breakdown. Let's say it wasn't next year, next month, or next week. And a lot of folks really like the idea of that, the peace of mind, knowing that they're never going to be stuck parking their vehicle.
Sorry about that. My stomach's giving me a little problem.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I ate some pork rinds and beef jerky.
Oh, no, that's not too nutritious, so that might be a problem.
I had a whole bag of pork rinds and beef jerky. Whew, okay.
The carbs and the protein.
Go ahead, man, I'm sorry.
Okay. Now, does that seem like, you know, that's something you'd want to do if I could get my finance manager to help out a bit?
Oh. Whew, I'm right here by the toilet. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, we can get you out. You know, a simple activation with a credit card, debit card, get you set up. We can get you on the phone within the next 2 minutes so you can go ahead and handle your business.
Have you ever eat a whole bag of pork rinds?
I'm actually a guy that is into a little more of a fitness, so I don't eat too much like that.
Oh.
Yeah, it doesn't agree with me as well.
Hold on.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh. Oh.
That doesn't sound like you're feeling so well.
Yeah. Hold on. Give me a second.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I'm fine. I'm back. Hello?
Hey, I'm one of the supervisors here. That are you feeling better? Sounds like you were having a hard time back there.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm on the phone so we can go ahead and get this activated.
Oh, I'm sick.
Okay. Now I was able to apply an additional incentive on the overall.
Well, where did the guy go?
Well, the guy is new, out of training, and normally they're not supposed to be on the phone going back and forth. This product pretty much sells itself,
yeah.
And we're just here to help you.
I had to explain to him I just ate a whole bag of pork rinds and beef jerky.
Oh, my goodness. And you're eating pork rinds and beef jerky early in the morning?
Yeah, I just don't feel too good. And
I wouldn't feel good either if I ate a whole bag of pork rinds and some beef jerky.
Boy.
Let me ask you this. The minimum activation is $295.
Yeah.
And
hold on 1 second. Hold on.
Oh, my God. Are you okay?
Did
you call 911?
No. Goodness, no. I just threw up a little bit.
I know. I heard that.
Yeah.
I heard that. Wow. Don't eat no more pork rinds and beef jerky early in the morning. So why don't you do this, hon?
Yeah.
Go ahead and get this activated for you. How would you like to do the activation, on a Visa card, MasterCard, Discover, or electronic check by phone?
Yeah, because I have another car, and it's a 2000 Buick.
Oh, my God, you're throwing up again.
Yeah, it was a Buick was what I was trying to say.
Okay. Well, listen, we can only do one car at a time.
Buick.
Now, how many miles do you have on the Buick, sir?
Oh, you know what? I tell you, I'm just going to have to go. I think I'm just not able to talk right now, but you're very persistent.
Since you've been on the phone this long,
yeah.
Especially throwing up and sick.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the first time this has ever happened.
You never had anybody throw up on you before?
Absolutely not.
Maybe you can call me back at another time that's more appropriate for me.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
All right, I've got...
God bless.
Thank you.
She is a diehard salesperson. I know you're dying right now, but can we get you to sign this before you pass?
Well, I felt so bad because it was the trainees, like, first few days.
Oh, don't ever feel bad for those people.
I did on that one. Anyway.
God, that was funny.
I'm not feeling too good right now.
When you said Buick, I lost it.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, fellas. Going to help you out today. This is very interesting. A survey asked women, tell me something you really love. And it has to do with you. So, like, one of the things they mentioned was when he's a great listener, when he has great listening skills.
Huh? That's what I did there. It's
yeah, that funny. Deep connection of just concentrating on what she's saying.
So this is like, tell us stuff you love about your man?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's the things that she loves about you. And you might have to change a few things here, okay?
Why?
I'm sorry?
What do you mean? Why? Why we got to change things?
Oh, because you already are a great listener.
Oh, so you're saying we might have to change what we do to be a better guy?
If you're not good at this.
I got you.
Yeah, okay. So are you a great listener? He's not listening, is he?
I have been listening. I just didn't understand, so I was asking for explanation because I was listening.
Now, Tori, is Tom a great listener?
Tom? Oh,
yeah.
I thought she meant her husband.
No. Because the other day they were having a conversation and they were in here talking about, you know, it's like you were trying to have a conversation with Tom.
Uh-huh.
And do you think he's a good listener? You were.
He's probably a better listener than I am. Honestly.
I hear him complain about you not listening to him.
And then
you
ADD.
Complain about him not. And when I talk, no one in this room listens.
Who said that?
And okay. I look at Tori, I go, no one listens to me. And she just laughs.
If someone's talking to me, I listen to them. Now, if you're just talking and I don't realize it's to me, I may not hear it, Cato. But if you are having a conversation with me, I am listening to your words.
I do genuinely try to pay attention to everyone, but I am I'll be like focused and then I'll be like, what's that squirrel doing?
Okay. I know I'm in here working and I hear Tom talking in the background and I'm thinking to myself, is he talking to me? I hope he's talking to someone else because I haven't been listening to him. I've been working.
And then you're like, what am I going to have for lunch today? I should go.
Well, I was Googling restaurants.
What I hate is when someone is clearly thinking of what they're going to say next instead of listening to you.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody assumes that now, especially when you're in an argument. Are you going to just, you're thinking about what you're about to say, aren't you? You're not even listening to me.
I don't assume that. I judge them based on whether they appear to be listening or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because what the person may end up saying is something totally different than what they were trying to think of to say before they didn't listen to you on what you said.
You know, I think I'm going to get chicken for lunch.
All right, fellas.
Guilty.
Women say they love it when you wear really nice pair of shoes.
So, women always look at shoes more than men think they do.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think it maybe shows something that we aren't able to understand.
Well, I always thought it was they were paying attention to each other's shoes, but it's the guy's shoes, too, because all the time, like, my wife is saying, oh, those look great on you. And I'm like, what? Because it's the shoes I wouldn't wear, you know, like those boots that got the zipper on the side and stuff, and they go up over your ankle just a little bit.
What?
That's not like girl shoes.
No.
Now, some women don't have taste.
She does. She has good taste.
She really?
Doesn't sound like it.
So, another thing, the women love it when you plan a complete night out and surprise them.
Yeah, cool. Instead of the let's go out. And you're like, yeah. And they're like, where do you want to go? I'm like, I don't know. I was prepared to not have to turn my brain on. You make this decision.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to start doing that more because my wife picked a restaurant last time and I did not care for it. I even told her at dinner, I said, I should have just gone with what I'm comfortable with because I did not like the restaurant she chose.
And she didn't want McDonald's.
I didn't want McDonald's. I wanted one of the restaurants we usually go to. And yeah. I was being nice. And I'm like, you know what? Let's try that new place you talked about. Yeah, and I shouldn't have done that.
See, that's how John is. If it's different, he automatically doesn't care for it.
No, it's because we know what we like and we go to different. It's not what we like. And then we're like, we should have just picked what we liked.
Yeah. Yeah. And then finally, this was weird, but they said women love it when you kiss creatively. Kissing creatively. And I thought about that for a while.
Well, I qualify.
Well, you're such a good kisser.
Well, not only that, but you guys know, I've told you, like, my wife and I like to do exciting things. Like, I'll suck on her toes. That's very creative.
Okay. We're talking about kissing creatively. Yeah. Okay?
It is a form of kissing.
So I'm thinking, okay, kissing creatively. Okay, we could do an underwater kiss. That might be creative. Have you ever done that as a teenager?
No.
No?
I can't get over the toes thing. I
look between each toe and go around like this.
Oh,
little
my gosh, you get the toe jam? You're like the little thing that you get a pedicure with.
Hey. My wife's got clean toes.
Why don't y'all go out in the hall and talk?
Yes,
you know what?
Y'all are at least listening.
It is. No, I'm trying to, like...
Is it like a forehead kiss? I'm changing the subject.
Yeah, it's a family show here.
Well, I didn't say anything that wasn't family.
Did she have toenail polish on?
Yes.
And did he come off?
We have kids listening going to school right now.
There is nothing wrong with a kid hearing about toes.
It's you saying it that sounds so disgusting.
It's just weird.
It is so
I'm sitting here thinking about an underwater kiss.
It did freak me out a little.
A kiss on the forehead, Kato. It's a good
a little
change.
Nibble on the neck.
Maybe a little.
Now that's not for kids.
Kiss. I meant kiss on the neck.
Or maybe you're shy. She's shopping at Walmart, buying a new pair of socks. You just go kiss her. You know, on the back of the neck.
This is your fault. You should have known better than to ask me.
Okay. Oh, the Ferris wheel kiss. You're stuck on top of the Ferris wheel. That's a creative kiss, right?
No, it's not. You're stuck.
But still, it's a good moment to bond and connect with a creative kiss on the Ferris wheel.
Wow, so creative.
Haunted house kiss. You know what? You're going through the haunted house. You can't find each other's lips.
Better hope it's her.
Yeah.
And not the mummy.
Okay. So creative kissing is a little bit tougher than we had thought.
I feel nauseous.
These grossed me out because most of the places you just said her feet would be dirty at.
You're so nasty.
I'm going to get coffee.
Honestly, I am sick to my stomach right now. It is just disgusting. Please don't bring it up anymore.
Y'all aren't creative.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.